Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Stack Overflow has reintroduced its enterprise knowledge platform, Edge Stack Internal, marking its next step toward becoming the most trusted source of technologists. Designed for modern engineering teams, Stack Internal blends human insight with AI automation to keep enterprise knowledge accurate, secure, and always up to date. The platform shifts the burden from entirely human effort to a human plus AI partnership, helping developers focus on building products while reducing risk and improving productivity. New features include knowledge ingestion, which automatically pulls high-value information from tools like Microsoft Teams and Confluence, then uses AI scoring plus human review to produce verified structured knowledge. Another major addition is the MCP server, a secure layer that connects tools like GitHub Copilot and ChatGPT to an organization's validated knowledge. Reducing hallucinations and improving AI accuracy, Stack Internal also now integrates with Microsoft 365 Copilot for trusted bidirectional knowledge access. Stack Overflow says this evolution creates a smarter, continuously learning ecosystem that supports real innovation across the enterprise. Linux creator Linus Torvalds recently shared his thoughts on AI in software development. He says he's fairly positive about vibe coding, but only as a way for beginners to get into computing, not for production code, where maintenance would be a nightmare. Torvalds explained that his role in the Linux kernel has shifted over the years. Once known for saying no to risky ideas, he now sometimes has to push maintainers to adapt changes like Rust, which is finally becoming a real part of the kernel. On AI, he's not worried about NVIDIA's dominance and even credits the AI boom for making NVIDIA a better Linux player. The real problem, he says, is AI crawlers disrupting kernel.org and generating fake bug reports. Torvalds believes AI is just another tool, like compilers, that boost productivity without replacing programmers. And if you disagree, you can email him. You don't expect a reply. Prompt injection is a vulnerability where attackers manipulate an AI model just by crafting deceptive prompts, sometimes even hiding them in web pages, documents, or images the model reads. The result can be data leaks, biased or incorrect answers, or even unauthorized actions in connected systems. There are two main flavors: direct injection, where a user tells the model to ignore its rules, and indirect injection, where hidden instructions in external content silently hijack the response. To reduce risk, teams are tightening system prompts, validating outputs in code, isolating untrusted content, and adding human approval for high-impact actions. Prompt injection is quickly becoming one of the key security topics for any serious AI deployment. What does it take to get noticed on X, formerly Twitter? With the platform's recommendations code now public, the rules are clearer. Posts that spark real conversation, drive actions beyond likes, and show consistent engagement within a specific community perform best. Warming up by interacting with others, replying quickly to early comments, and varying your post formats all boost your relevance. Posting too often or jumping between unrelated topics can actually hurt your reach. Yux groups users by interest, so sticking to a clear niche helps the algorithm understand and recommend you. Quick social proof from mutuals can unlock much wider visibility, while spammy or negative signals like blocks or mirrors push your content down. For creators and brands, the message is simple. build genuine connections, keep content focused and engaging, and remember that replies and bookmarks matter just as much as likes. The algorithm reward real community participation, not gimmicks. Engineering in 2025 is being reshaped by the convergence of automation, AI, and robotics across every industry. Engineers are no longer just designing parts, they are architecting fully automated systems that can sense, decide, and act on their own. Collaborative robots are moving out of cages and working side by side with humans on factory floors, while AI-driven simulation and digital twins let teams test thousands of design variations before building anything in the real world. At the same time, there is a huge push for sustainable engineering, smarter energy use, less waste, and circular design from day one. For anyone in engineering, the big question this year is simple. How fast can you learn to design not just products, but intelligent automated systems end to end?
Bye-bye from Madhusudan Zubili Tech Weekly. See you next week.